Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Helix Reviews podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, I'm going to be talking about Shaft, and then I'm going to be talking about Shaft, and then I'm going to be talking about Shaft. Yep, three movies today, all titled Shaft, all not reboots of each other, but all sequels of each other, but they're all just have the same exact name. This makes absolutely no sense, in my opinion. I don't like it. I think it's stupid, but it is what it is, and I'm going to talk about each of these three different movies. So without any further ado, let's talk about The Shaft that came out in 1971.
Cat say he gonna be here, he should be here.
Open it up.
Shaft's his name. Shaft's his game.
Cat say he gonna be here, and he ain't.
Shaft. Cool black private eye John Shaft is hired by a crime lord to find and retrieve his kidnapped daughter. Alright, so that was the description on IMDb, and I'm gonna be honest, if I didn't look at that description on IMDb, I wouldn't have really remembered what this movie was about, because honestly, I found this movie pretty bland and forgettable. Honestly, I had no idea what this movie was about. I had no idea what Shaft was about or who Shaft was pretty much at all going into this movie. So, I mean, I was even surprised by the fact that, oh, like, he's a detective going to find, you know, this girl. And it's like, I didn't even know that going into this movie. And even after watching the movie, I was going, is this dude a police detective or a private detective? Because at points, he's working with the police in a way that makes sense to me that a police detective would. And then at other points, he's clearly doing things that seem more private detective-ish. I mean, maybe those two jobs are more closer intertwined than I'm thinking, or maybe they're not. I don't really know enough about it to really talk too much about how that happens in real life. But hey, this isn't real life, these movies. So, no. He's technically a private detective, I'm pretty sure. This movie's a lot more serious than I was expecting, honestly. I mean, watching the trailers to the new movie, the trailer to the new movie is why I watched these older movies, because that new movie looked very fun to me, and so I was like, all right, I want to check out these older movies before I check out this newer movie, which looks fun, you know? So this movie, it's a lot more serious than I was expecting, because watching the trailers to the newer movies, it looks a lot funnier and a lot, like, more kind of jovial kind of than this one is. This one's a bit more dour. I mean, it's got some lightheartedness in here, and Shaft's, you know, the one-liner kind of guy and stuff, but it's a little bit more serious than I expected it to be, and a little more serious, honestly, than what I was hoping for with this movie, you know? The story, it's interesting enough, I suppose. It's fine. It never really had me that engaged or interested. I do kind of like the character of Shaft, played by Richard Towntree here. You know, it's I don't know, he's okay, ultimately. But I did kind of like the guy playing the chief of police in this, though. I thought he was pretty good. This has a great theme song. It's extremely fun and energetic and stuff, so that's fun. The acting can wane from pretty good at points to pretty bad, honestly, at other points. And then there's some really bad, like, voiceovers. At least I'm assuming it's voiceovers where a character will turn their head away from the camera and then they'll say, like, oh, we need to get this guy to that guy. Whoa! And then it doesn't sound like it's happening in the scene, where it doesn't sound like the rest of the dialogue that's happening. You know, it's really weird. It's old movie stuff, honestly. I mean, they definitely re-record lines and all that stuff in new movies. It sounds better nowadays. Honestly, I kind of watched this movie really wanting to like it more than I did, because looking online, it seems like people really have a soft spot for this movie. There's people that really enjoy this movie, but I was just watching it going, this is just kind of boring and forgettable. It's not great, but it's not terrible either, necessarily. It's mostly, it's just kind of boring, you know? I wish I liked this better, because people seem to like it, and, you know, I want to see the good in the movie, just like, you know, the other people are seeing the good and going, oh yeah, but honestly, I just found it kind of boring. It's This movie's rated R. I couldn't find what the MPAA rated it for. A lot of older movies, it's harder to find that stuff for. But I'd say it's for some language, it's for some violence, and for a little bit of nudity that's in here, too. I would give it a 2 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale. Now, when I was looking up this movie, I originally thought there was just 3 movies, and they were all just titled Shaft, and that was it. But when I was looking up this movie, I learned that this is actually the first part of a trilogy, and then gets spun off into a TV show, and all that comes before the Samuel L. Jackson Shaft movie. I didn't even know those existed, you know? I just thought it was the 3 movies titled Shaft, you know? So, seeing that, I thought, okay, if I like this first movie enough, then maybe I'll binge through the rest of those before I see the new one. Otherwise, I'm just gonna move right on to that Samuel L. Jackson movie, and, I mean, let's just move on to the Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Remember me? Read my mind. Who delivers 10 times out of 10?
Who's the cat that won't cop out?
Jay Ray.
I might take you down, but I'll never let you down. Now, what's my name?
Shaft! Shaft, the one that came out in the year 2000, starring Samuel L. Jackson. New York police detective John Shaft goes on a personal mission of vengeance, pretty much, to make sure that the son of a real estate tycoon is brought to justice after a racially motivated murder. Sam Jackson is Shaft this time around, but he's not actually the same Shaft as before. This isn't a remake of that first movie or a reboot or anything. This is actually kind of a sequel, spin-off kind of thing, and Samuel L. Jackson is the son of the previous Shaft, at least I thought he was going into it, because the trailers to the new movie say, hey, this is his son, but in this movie, there's like, no, he's like his uncle or something. It's like, what? Okay, that's weird. But then in the next movie, they're just like, no, he's his dad. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of, okay, whatever. So he's technically his dad, but he's acting like his uncle, I guess, or something. I don't know, whatever. I'll say, I enjoyed Sam Jackson as Shaft more than I did as Richard Towntree, but honestly, I really think that has more to do already liking Sam Jackson, right, from other movies, more than really it has anything to do with what he did in this particular movie. You know, he was a pretty good Shaft, I think. He captured some of that same pizzazz that the original character had in that first movie. So, you know, he was pretty good. He did annoy me at a few points, but all the Shafts kind of annoy me at a few points, I think. I guess I'll get to that later. Christian Bale is the antagonist this time around. I had no idea he was in this movie. And he is a whiny little brat in this movie, and I hated him in the exact way that the movie wanted me to hate him. So he was a great villain. He was perfect as the villain, and I really enjoyed Christian Bale in this role. He's probably the best actor in this movie. Jeffrey Wright plays a gang leader, and I mean, he's great. He's probably the best part of this movie. I really liked him as the gang leader that he was. He had an important role, but not necessarily the main villain role or anything like that. I really liked this character. He was cool. I do like the way that they bring the older Shaft, the Richard Towntree Shaft, into this one. That's kind of cool, though they don't do a whole lot with him here. The score of this movie's great. The score of the first movie was good, too. Shaft has a fun theme song, right? You know, he has a fun theme song, and that's present in all the movies to one extent or another, and I enjoyed it. I like the music in all of these movies. I think were great. There is some things in here that are just absolutely ridiculous that happened in this movie. I mean, for example, if you throw something at a judge in court, you're going to jail, right? There's like no way you're walking out of that courtroom without getting into huge trouble. But that's exactly what happens. Shaft throws something at a judge, and I mean, he misses, and I mean, you know, he meant to miss, but it doesn't matter. You threw something at a judge, you're gonna get in huge trouble for that. But, you know, he doesn't, and that's just the kind of movie this is, where it's like, ah, just kind of throw logic out the window a little bit, because we're not gonna worry about that too much. Okay, it is what it is, I guess. It also annoys me how in both of these movies, Shaft pretty much treats all women as just sexual objects. You know, this is an idea that is strongly present in both of these movies that I would say is a big negative of both of these movies. He kind of reminds me of James Bond in that respect, based on the very few James Bond movies that I've actually seen. But he reminds me of Bond in other areas as well, not just the way that he treats women. But, anyway. Thematically, there is themes of, like, you know, vigilante justice is okay and even good in some circumstances, including cold-blooded murder. And I mean, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but from a biblical perspective, this is, of course, this is completely wrong, right? I could just say, you know, thou shalt not murder, and boom, mic drop, and be done with it. But, I mean, it's not murder, it's vigilante justice. Okay, justice, okay, so we're working with the Punisher's rules here, right? But, I mean, here's the deal. God appointed the people in the government. You know, the government was set up and is appointed by God. Romans 13:1, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists, the authorities that exist have been established by God. There you go. Basically, yes, maybe the system doesn't always work. Maybe, it seems like vigilante justice is the only way to go, but God set up this governing authority, and he tells us to obey this governing authority, and killing people or trying to get this vigilante justice outside of the parameters of the law ultimately is a sin, ultimately is wrong, and should not be looked on as a positive, or should not be looked on in any kind of, you know, good, favorable light. And this movie does do that, and that's, you know, I mean, that's kind of disappointing. So, there you go. But, I mean, that is the character John Shaft for you, so there you go. Ultimately, I enjoyed this movie more than the original, probably because it has some more, like, kind of modern sensibilities that better line up with, you know, my movie-going tastes, but I still didn't love this movie. It's decent, but just kind of a forgettable action movie. Shaft is rated R for strong violence and language. I would give it a 3 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale. Now let's move on to Shaft 2019.
Hi, I'm looking for
Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr., your son.
My son? Junior?
Yeah.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Ignore him. He thinks he's a black James Bond.
That dude was real. He think he was me.
Shaft. John Shaft Jr. is a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT. He enlists his family's help to uncover the truth of his best friend's untimely death / is it a murder? What's going on here? We got this detective mystery thing to figure out because this is a Shaft movie. So the trailers to this made it look like there was 3 generations of Shaft all going around kicking butt and taking names and all that, and that is part of this movie, but that is not as much of this movie as the trailers would lead you to believe. And the real meat and potatoes of this movie is the Sam Jackson character and the Jesse Usher Shaft character. Those two, you know, the kid Shaft and his father Shaft character, their relationship is what drives this movie. The Richard Roundtree Shaft is only there for a bit, you know, he's only there for like an action scene and a little bit beyond that, you know, so he's not really there for as much as the trailers would make you think he's there for. But I really enjoy this movie. I thought this was fun. This movie has what the other movies were lacking, in my opinion. I just didn't realize how much the other movies were lacking this. But man, this movie, these characters have character arcs. You know, these Shafts have arcs where they are different characters from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie. Whereas the first two movies there that I watched, those, they didn't change. By the time the movie ended, the characters were pretty much exactly the same. In this movie, the younger Shaft Jr. and then the Sam Jackson Shaft are, they both change, you know, a decent amount by the time the movie ends. Richard Roundtree's Shaft doesn't change much at all because he's not in the movie that much. But I really appreciated that, and I didn't realize how much I was missing that in those previous movies. Now, them changing, you know, that's what the themes of the movie come out here. So, basically, the Shaft Jr. is not, you know, a man in his, in his father's eyes because he's, you know, he doesn't like violence. He doesn't want a gun and all this kind of stuff. And so Shaft kind of tries to teach him his ways. And then Kid Shaft has to teach his dad how to be a little less mean and, you know, so-called manliness that is, that excludes any kind of real good human connection or emotion, you know? So basically, everything that the older Shaft teaches his kid is pretty much a negative. Like, you know, how to be a man is, you know, you gotta be more rude, crude, and disgusting sometimes, I guess. And then, but when the younger Shaft is teaching the older Shaft some things, it's like, okay, I actually would agree with those things more because, like, there's the idea of forgiveness, you know, the older Shaft says, hey, you know, I never forgive. That's something a man shouldn't have to do. You know, he should just take, you know, whatever he says or does and just live with it. And then he has to learn to forgive and learn to say, hey, you know, I screwed up and to apologize and to forgive and that kind of thing, you know. And it's so, you know, that aspect I thought was good. And then everything pretty much that he taught his kid was pretty negative, you know, screw the man and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, you know, I already talked about, you know, the whole vigilante justice and everything, and that's kind of another thing that ties into this movie a little bit as well. Sam Jackson in this movie, I think, is closer to the prototypical Sam Jackson character than he is to Shaft, or even than he is to the Shaft that he was in his own solo movie, you know? But, I'm pretty much fine with that, because I do enjoy Sam Jackson and the prototypical Sam Jackson character that he plays, you know? So, I was pretty much fine with that. I am glad that it not everything just bends to his will like it seemingly does in the previous movie, which is annoying. So I'm glad that, you know, he's so arrogant, man. This version, this Shaft is so arrogant and so stuck up that there was nobody to really counter him in the previous movie. Whereas in this one, you got the younger Shaft, you got his kid to counter him and to say, hey, no, what you're doing is wrong here. And then, you know, and then seeing where the line is supposed to be, where, you know, one Shaft is way over the line, one Shaft is way under the line, and then, you know, they got to meet somewhere in the middle. I'm just glad that there was somebody in this movie to counter all of Shaft's negativity, you know? Whereas the Shaft's negativity was looked on as kind of cool in the previous movies, here it's looked on as negative, like it should be, you know? And I appreciated that, you know? The story here, it's all right. It's basically more or less what you would expect when you see how the movie starts. You're like, okay, it's more or less gonna end in this way, and it pretty much does. The story, there's nothing really surprising about that, but the reason that I ultimately really enjoyed this movie is those characters. You got the character of Shaft, the younger version that I really enjoyed, played by Jesse Usher. This is a very different version of Shaft than the other versions. Richard Roundtree and Sam Jackson are much closer together as far as their characters go. They're much more tough, rude, crude, and all that kind of stuff, whereas, you know, the Shaft Jr. is much more polite and much more modern, you know. Also, he's kind of a pacifist. And, of course, that doesn't fly with the other Shafts. And that's really what I enjoyed about this movie, is these characters and their dynamics together. They're very different characters, and yet they have this kind of bond together, and the way they connect is very interesting and very well done. And you actually see Shaft, like the Sam Jackson Shaft. It's so hard to talk about these characters because they're all named the same thing. Whatever. but it's great to see the Sam Jackson Shaft kind of break that facade of that tough, cool guy, ladies man kind of character. And you get to see a little bit more of who he actually is, because he's forced to show a little bit more of who he actually is because of his kid coming into this whole situation. And then his dynamic with his kid and how his kid has to change because, you know, he's meeting his dad again after so many years here. And it's like, you know, it's a great character dynamics and great character arcs here. And that's really what makes this movie good, is that. And it's very fun. It's a lot funnier than the previous movies. This is kind of what I wanted out of these Shaft movies, is it to be a lot more kind of lighthearted, a lot more fun, and ultimately a lot more enjoyable to me in that respect. I will say this is absolutely the most crude, the most vulgar, and the most violent of any of these Shaft movies. That said, this is easily my favorite of the Shaft movies. This movie, you know, it focuses on what I like in movies the most, which is the characters. You know, the characters, the character dynamics, and character change. And also, this movie is about, you know, reuniting a family, which is a theme that really kind of speaks to me. And so, that in this movie is pretty well done, and I really enjoyed it. And so, watching this movie, I had a lot of fun with this movie. Alexandria Shipp, who plays Storm in some of the more recent X-Men movies, is in here as a love interest for Shaft Jr., and I thought she was great. I really enjoyed her character. I think she adds a great dynamic to this group of characters, as does Regina Hall in this movie, who plays a former love interest of Samuel Jackson's Shaft character, and father and mother of Shaft Jr. And I thought she was great too as well. I'm really glad the way they handled the whole Samuel Jackson Shaft and her relationship. Like they so easily could have done that so wrong, and they didn't, in my opinion. I think they did that pretty well, and I'm glad that they did. You know, I don't want to go into it too much because I don't want to spoil anything. But I'm glad that they didn't. And I'll say, as far as the female characters in here, I think they're definitely way more of actual characters than they were in the previous movies. Whereas in the previous movies, again, they're pretty much were like sexual objects to be, you know, ogled and had for Shaft to have sex with and stuff. And it's like, okay, but that's I'm glad that this movie is a definite step away from that. I mean, the character of Shaft, that's still his character, right? But I feel like this movie has more respect for the female characters than the previous two movies did, and I am glad about that. I'll say it's pretty much what you would expect if you watch the trailers. It's pretty much what I expected after watching the trailers. It's really all about the characters, the character dynamics, and the fun that you can have there, and not so much about maybe a deep complex or interesting story. But ultimately, for me, that was okay, because I got what out of this movie, what I wanted to get out of this movie, and I really enjoyed it. So, the new Shaft is rated R for pervasive language, violence, sexual content, and some drug material and brief nudity. I would give it a 4 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale.
Boy, back in the day, we didn't need guns. All we needed was our bare knuckle.
Grandpa!
Oh, you can't be too prepared. Let me get mine.
Damn, you back there having a knife on?
Oh, hold on, I shot him.
What's up?
So there we go. That's my thoughts on the Shaft trilogy, all just titled Shaft. And I can't wait for the inevitable fourth movie just also titled Shaft, because that's going to be great. it doesn't seem like this movie did too well in theaters, which is kind of a bummer because, this is the first of the Shaft movies, really, that I'd say, hey, you know what? I'd want to see more of these Shaft movies. And so it's kind of a bummer that it seems like this one's not doing so well in theaters. So the Helix Reviews podcast is a proud member of the Christian Geek Central Network, a hub of all kinds of cool Christian geeky stuff from around the web, all funneled to ChristianGeekCentral.com. Check it out. It's really cool. That's all for this episode of the Helix Reviews podcast. Until next time, this is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews podcast signing off. Bye-bye, guys.
Risk his neck for his brother, man. Can you dig it?